Robert Weiss from Pittsburgh, ushering in an hour of percussion music. That was Labyrinth into the Drum, and that was released on CD Baby by R. Weiss, 2019, an EP called Glass in Your Ear, electroacoustic music sourced from Broken Glass and Broken Crockery with Mac 5 sampling software and digital performer created by Robert Weiss at his Pittsburgh studios. We'll hear percussion music by Peter Utvush, Yannis Zanakis, Kenneth Gabarro, and John Forshee in hour number 3 of Martian Gardens, episode 997. We will hear first Leonie Klein performing Thunder by Peter Utvush, from Leonie Klein's CD Gathering Thunders, released on Vergo in 2018. This is a piece for solo bass timpani, recorded at SWR Studio, Kaiserslautern, Germany, May 2018. A 1993 composition from Peter Utvush, performed by Leonie Klein. We will follow this with Stephen Schick and Rebonds, Yannis Zanakis' composition, and this covers both A and B of Rebonds, although the CD listing doesn't mention that it's both Rebonds A and B, amounting to 11 minutes. Stephen Schick, Drumming in the Dark, is the name of the CD from 2000, released on Numa Records. Solo percussion ensemble by Stephen Schick, recorded at Warren Studios at the University of California, San Diego, completed in 1998. Stephen Schick will also perform later in the hour on Kenneth Gabarro's Antiphony 8. But first, these two pieces, Leonie Klein, Thunder, running close to 6 minutes, and composed by Peter Utvush, and the 11-minute Yannis Zanakis piece, Rebonds A and B. You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 997, hour number 3. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog for complete playlists and links and download information and things like that. You're listening to Martian Gardens once again, Leonie Klein. This is Peter Utvush's Thunder for solo timpani. Ensemble music for solo percussion. We heard Yannis Xenakis' Raybons, A and B, from Stephen Schick, who performs several wonderful percussion pieces on the 2000 CD Drumming in the Dark, featuring Kaya Sarriaho, Brian Fernihoe, Roger Reynolds, in that one by Yannis Xenakis, Raybons, A and B. And that was a piece Xenakis completed in 1989. Music recorded at the Warren Studios, University of California, San Diego, completed in 1998. And before Stephen Schick performing Yannis Xenakis, we heard Leonie Klein performing Peter Utvush, the Hungarian composer. We heard Thunder, music for solo bass timpani. Leonie Klein recorded this at the SWR studio, German radio, Kaiserslautern in Germany, May 2018. A 1993 composition from Peter Utvush called Thunder, music for solo timpani. We continue with percussion music for the second half hour of Martian Gardens, episode 997, hour number 3. We'll hear first from Kenneth Gabbro, Antiphony 8 for percussion and tape. Similarly, a percussion ensemble performed solo, once again by Stephen Schick, music recorded at the California Institute of the Arts in 1984. This is a Kenneth Gabbro composition completed in 1983, Antiphony 8, subtitled Revolution. And this runs just over 14 minutes, and then we'll hear a 15-minute piece from John Forshee, called Pedo Melon Emino. I don't know how that's pronounced. It's from Tolkien's Sindarin language, meaning speak, friend, and enter. And that comes from John Forshee's CD on Open Space from 2019, called Verses from the Ethersphere, Speculative Music of John Forshee. This is solo percussion ensemble performed by Catherine Hutchings, recorded at Kilburn Hall, Eastman School of Music, Rochester, New York, composed in 2004 by John Forshee, Pedo Melon Emino. First, running 14 minutes, Kenneth Gabbro, Antiphony 8, Revolution, from CD containing two major works from Kenneth Gabbro, Maladetto and Antiphony 8, from Pogus Productions, released in 2008. The Martian Gardens blog, again, is martiangardens.blog. Again, that's martiangardens.blog for complete playlists and links and other information, including downloads when I can link to them legitimately. Okay, Kenneth Gabbro, this is Antiphony 8.
Thank you. but I don't think there's anything that can be done about it now. And I think it's even more sensible to get it all done. But there's certain things where we can't guarantee that sacrificing your life will help.
No.
You're not expendable.
No.
But we do blow ourselves up, I guess there's nothing wrong. hope it never happens, because I like looking for the future. I'm making plans. And... Does anybody else have questions? Thank you.
That was a half hour of percussion music winding down Martian Gardens episode 997, hour number 3. We heard first Kenneth Gabbro, Antiphony 8, and then John Forshee, Pedo e Melin e Mino, which means in Tolkien Sindarin language, speak friend and enter. Kenneth Gabbro on Pogus Productions and John Forshee on Open Space. The Martian Gardens blog is Martian Gardens episode. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog for complete playlists and other information, including downloads. Thanks for joining me. My name is Max, and join me again for Martian Gardens episode 998 to be posted in a few days. And we'll play you out with a short piece from Amy Knowles of CalArts and the California Ear Ensemble. And we'll hear from her solo CD from 2001, 10 times 10, 2 times 10 times 10 plus 1, making it 2001. Not a very gainly title, but this piece is called Bird Scream, Music for Percussion and Electronics, from Amy Knowles. You've been listening to Martian Gardens.
From several miles away across seething ocean waters, peering into the magenta dawn, I focused my binoculars upon a seemingly unreal gathering of mosquitoes frozen to a tabular iceberg the size of a Hopi mesa that was heading north at 40 knots. It was a radiant December morning, and I was traveling to a dozen military and scientific stations in the Antarctic on a polar-class naval vessel with Argentina's then Minister of Defense. The purpose of this mission was to resupply some of the bases. As we neared the iceberg, I realized the organisms were adelie penguins, some 50 adolescents just waking up. Noble avians would spend that whole day and the coming few years living together, exposed to pure elements upon one berg or another, porpoising through 31 degree seas, diving adroitly after krill, propelled at high speed by flippers full of taut muscle. Their feet and toes are like steel. Protected by thick plumage and millions of years of adaptation, they dwell knowingly in paradise, though they're becoming anxious, I suspect.